take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another, to be with our surroundings, to be. And we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings.
Great greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawantakwasin, to all of our relations. From Lakota singer-songwriter Sissy Goodhouse off her Macrochet Music CD, The Third Circle. The song was entitled Women's Song. I played this song in honor of International Women's Day and for the Southwest Florida Gather the Women's Organization, who hosted a fundraiser to benefit the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. Ashbury, greetings and hello, everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. In today's program, we focus on the new Spring 2006 Coalition Immokalee Worker Justice Campaign against the multinational food giant McDonald's. We shall hear from CIW spokesperson Rolando Salas, whom I spoke with at a Southwest Florida community benefit event for the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. We shall also hear from Sarah Osmer, staff member of Interfaith Action, a fine organization that works in support of the CIW workers. Sarah was nice enough to be the translator for Rolando and I, in addition to her co-organizing this benefit event. The Southwest Florida event, known as the Blue Jean Gala in Silent Auction, was a fundraiser for a much-needed community center for the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. Currently, CIW and several support organizations, such as the Student Farm Worker Alliance and Interfaith Action, operate out of a small, run-down, rented building. The current facility is too cramped to hold meetings or to conduct trainings and workshops. New office space is desperately needed. Coalition of Immokalee Workers' plans for a new community center includes office space, classroom space, a media center for computers, a community room that can hold up to 150 people, space for CIW's radio station, space for their consumer cooperative, space for arts cooperative and retail store, and kitchen facilities in order to prepare food for community meetings, trainings, and events. Listeners can learn more about the Coalition of Immokalee Workers' plans for the needed community center by visiting CIW's website, www.CIWonline.org. The March 8, 2006 benefit art auction took place on the one-year anniversary of the historic Coalition of Immokalee Workers Taco Bell boycott campaign victory against multinational fast food giant Yum! Brands. March 8, 2006, in addition to being International Women's Day, was also the announcement of CIW's new Alliance for Fair Food campaign. The Alliance for Fair Food is an initiative endorsed by a diversity of organizations and individuals that support the coalition's human rights work for social and economic justice. Several examples include the NAACP, the AFL-CIO, Interfaith Action and Different Clergy, the Robert F. Kennedy Center for Human Rights, the National Economic and Social Rights Initiative, Amnesty International, Student Farm Worker Alliance, and us here at Yad Kiddushin Native Center. Multinational food companies such as McDonald's, Burger King, and Subway do not care for the well-being of those workers who labor many long hours in slave-like field conditions in order to pick the farm produce which this industry makes millions of dollars from. These fast food industry global corporations are still unwilling to implement a meaningful code of conduct that pays farm workers a fair living wage, that provides workers full participation in worker rights, and that conducts its business in an open and transparent process throughout the agribusiness supply chain. Coalition of Marketing Workers is only asking these restaurant companies to do business in a socially responsible manner, similar to the Yum Brands Taco Bell settlement agreement that ensures several principles of labor fairness. This is why the Coalition of Immokalee Workers is organizing a Real Rights Tour from Immokalee to McDonald's corporate headquarters in Chicago, Illinois. CIW workers and their allies will hold rallies along their way in Louisville, St. Louis, Cincinnati, Ann Arbor, Madison, and South Bend, Indiana. The major rally at McDonald's headquarters in Chicago is scheduled for April 1st, the fifth anniversary of the launching of the four-year campaign against Taco Bell. Again, more specific information is available on CIW's website, www.CIWOnline.org. This benefit art auction evening event was co-hosted by the Southwest Florida Women's Organization, Gather the Women. Last year, Gather the Women invited women from the coalition and supporting organizations such as Student Farm Worker Alliance and Interfaith Action to one of their conferences. It was there that the idea to help Coalition of Immokalee Workers fundraise for a new community center began. Betty Hurst of Yad Kiddushin Native Center participated in that meeting, and we are honored to have participated in this evening's Gather the Women's Blue Jean Gala and Silent Auction. The benefit included wonderful Latin food and live music. We shall begin by listening to event co-host Ann Smith from Gather the Women, followed by Sarah Osmer and Roland Salas. Thank you for listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. This is your host, Ones. Aho, Kinawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Thanks, Ones. It's always great to be on your radio show. As you remember, you were there. You were one of our honored guests on the November 11th, 12th, first event of Gather the Women. And that's when we started an action circle with the Immokalee workers, the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. So after that event, we met several times at Immokalee and decided, what do we want to do together to help raise funds? So we came up with this idea of let's have a fun party and also a silent auction. Because I live here at Sterling Oaks, I went to Sterling Oaks and said, can we host it at our club? And because the chef is from Costa Rica and knows the food, I knew that it would be a fantastic affair. Then we were talking about, okay, well, what makes this a little different than other kind of fundraisers? Well, we want it to be casual. It's for the Immokalee workers. How about the Blue Jean Gala? And that's where we came up with the name, Blue Jeans Gala. We thought that would be a first for Naples. And then the silent auction. The silent auction has just been amazing, something I've never been involved in. Restaurants and stores and people who are saying, I'll donate this, I'll donate that. Yes, this is a great cause. Be happy to do that. It's just a wonderful outpouring of what this community gives back. So I'm very proud to not only be a part of Gather the Women, now serving on the board of the Interfaith Board for a Coalition of Immokalee Workers. And I couldn't be happier. Look at this weather. It's great. I'm looking for a great turnout of people. A lot of our friends will be coming. What I love is that we're having fun while we're doing good work.
I'm Sarah Osmer, and I work with Interfaith Action, a partner organization of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers.
Yo me llamo Rolando Sales, soy miembro del staff y miembro de la coalición de trabajadores de Immokalee.
Sarah, I'm going to ask you to talk about, on a personal level, how and why you came to work with Interfaith Action in Immokalee and what you have learned in support of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers?
Well, I'm pretty new in Immokalee. I've just been down here for 6 months. For a long time, I've been really involved and interested in social justice and economic justice issues, especially concentrating on workers' issues. And I've actually always worked in urban areas until I came to Immokalee, so it's been a big shift. I have become particularly interested and just felt so moved by the work of the coalition because it really is getting at the root causes of why people are poor and why people are exploited, why people are suffering in this country, especially people of color. As a white woman, I feel responsible for being a partner alongside with people of color and poor peoples, no matter what color they are, to try to make the world a better and more just place for everyone. What I particularly appreciated about the coalition and its approach and its model is that it's the farm workers that are leading it. It's not me, it's not white people or people from the outside of the community coming in and telling people, oh, you need to do this to change your situation. It's the farm workers that are leading it and have made huge changes. And they use, you know, an inside-outside strategy. It's the farm workers that organize their own community, and then for me, working for Interfaith Action, I work with people from the outside, people of faith, and try to kind of animate them about the issues and the injustices that are happening to their brothers and sisters in the field and try to get them involved in the coalition's campaigns.
Bueno, antes que nada, yo quisiera dar este pequeño comentario. Yo sé que es muy difícil entender la situación de los trabajadores aquí en el área de Estados Unidos.
Before I go on, I just want to begin with a short commentary or comment. I know that it's very difficult to understand the conditions in the fields.
Nosotros como trabajadores latinos somos los que nos damos cuenta la situación que vive nuestra gente en este país.
We as people of Latin America are the ones that understand most the conditions in the fields.
Muchas veces nos preguntamos, ¿será que es problema de nosotros los hispanos?
Many times people ask us, oh, is it a problem of Hispanics?
Y la pregunta que nos damos siempre, nunca lo sabemos.
And to that question, we never really know the answer.
Y siempre le seguimos preguntando. Y por no decir, hay una organización como la coalición que ha puesto a la luz de los ojos de todo el mundo aquí en Estados Unidos.
We instead bring to light that there's this organization, the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, that's fighting for our workers.
Organización que ha estado luchando fuertemente desde hace más de 10 años a modo de que los derechos humanos de los trabajadores sean visto y que se le haga valer como personas en este país.
And we've been struggling, we've been fighting for over 10 years to improve conditions in the fields for farm workers and so that people are treated with dignity and the value of every human being is recognized.
La situación es de que nosotros no tenemos la culpa de que los sueldos y las condiciones están como están. Al contrario, las corporaciones como McDonald's, como Burger King, como Subway son los responsables de la pobreza extrema que existe en este país.
We are not the ones that are responsible for the low wages and for the bad conditions. It's the corporations like Subway, McDonald's and Burger King that are the ones that are responsible.
Son ellos los que son ellos los responsables de la situación de nosotros los trabajadores, porque ellos compran el tomate más barato del mercado.
The corporations are the ones that are responsible because they're the ones that buy the tomato at the lowest price in the market.
Ellos compran el tomate barato y explotan a los trabajadores agrícolas.
They buy the tomato at a cheap price and they exploit the tomato picker in the process.
La coalición de trabajadores de Immokalee desde hace más de 10 años ha eliminado en los campos el maltrato a los trabajadores, un respeto a los derechos humanos, y ha estado luchando fuertemente por un salario, por un sueldo justo.
The coalition has been working for 10 years to improve the conditions in the fields and to improve the wages of farm workers.
Ganamos una campaña específicamente hoy, 8 de marzo, es nuestro primer aniversario, con la campaña con Taco Bell, ganamos la victoria. Eso no quiere decir de que la campaña ha terminado.
And today, a year ago today, we won the Taco Bell boycott. And that's not to say that our struggle is over.
Cuando decimos no quiere decir que la campaña no ha terminado, seguimos luchando por la comida justa, por la comida rápida, a modo de que las demás corporaciones toman esa responsabilidad como está haciendo Taco Bell con los trabajadores agrícolas en Imokale.
When we say that the campaign is not over, we're saying that there's so many other fast food restaurants, so many other corporations that need to follow Taco Bell's lead.
El 26 de este mes, el 26 de marzo, tenemos nuestra primera gira contra McDonald's.
The 26th of this month, March, we have our first tour up to McDonald's.
Concientizando a la comunidad, concientizando a todo el país, dándoles a conocer las condiciones en que viven los trabajadores que piscan los tomates para esa corporación.
It's a consciousness raising tour where we go and we talk about the conditions and the exploitation of workers, raising consciousness among people across the country.
Vamos a pasar en varios países como Illinois, estados, en varios estados dentro del país, y nuestra sede va a ser en Chicago, porque allá está la madre de McDonald's, dando, concientizando a la comunidad, tanto estudiantes como religiosos y como otros trabajadores que no se ha visto a la luz las condiciones, no solo acá en el área de Florida, sino en todo el país siempre existe la explotación para los trabajadores.
We're going to pass through several states throughout the country before we arrive in Chicago, which is where the corporate headquarters of McDonald's is. And we'll be raising the consciousness of students, of religious people, and of other workers that don't know about our experience and the exploitation of us as workers by corporations.
Y es muy importante para toda la gente que de todo este país, tanto consumidores como los que también piscan sus tomates, para que también le den un valor a los productos que consume McDonald's.
It's very important that consumers realize and give value to the food that they eat and to the people that are part of that.
Porque nosotros como hispanos, como trabajadores agrícolas, queremos darnos este valor y decirle ya no más explotación en la industria agrícola y en un respeto a los derechos humanos.
Because we as workers, we as Hispanic and farm workers, we want people to give us respect, to give us value, and to stop the exploitation in the fields.
Por eso que este 26 es nuestra primera gira con McDonald's. No sabemos cuándo vamos a lograrlo, pero sí lo vamos a hacer.
And so the 26th, that's when we'll start the tour, and we don't know when we're going to achieve this, when we're going to win, but we know that we will.
Y queremos pedirle a toda la comunidad que nos apoye y que todos juntos podemos hacer el cambio.
And we want everyone in the community across the country to support us, and together we'll achieve a victory.
We've all seen the movies about gangsters and thugs, about cunning mob bosses and the lords of the drugs. But listen now closely if you've got the time, 'cause I like to tell you about organized crime. Well, the old mafiosos and cinema crooks, they may sport the pinstripes and sinister looks, but you'll have to look elsewhere if you like to find the real perpetrators of organized crime. So raise up your hand now if you've got a job, making ship wages working until your head throbs. They're making a profit from robbing you blind. They say it's just business, it's organized crime. And the more the rich got, then the more the rich get, while everyone else lives on toil and sweat. The boss makes $10, you just make a dime. It's not fair compensation, it's organized crime. And And the tide of prosperity lifts every boat. They say as you fall down and drown in their moat, it's a game of roulette that you'll lose every time. This economy's nothing but organized crime. And if it weren't cruel enough, then the government comes, giving handouts to rich folk and taxing our crumbs. We pay them to shaft us, then give us the line. Oh, it's all in our interest, it's organized crime. Tell me, who are the crooks and who's just getting by? Who's doing honest work? Who's working lies? The real crooks go free while the poor folk do time. If you're not angry, you should be. It's organized crime. Time we can't just call up the police, 'cause the criminals got all the cops on a leash. We'll have to take things in our own hands this time, if we're gonna shut down their organized crime. So come on now, friends, are you ready to fight? They've stolen our power like it was their right. Let's take it all back from these blood-sucking slime. The real perpetrators of organized crime. Now talk to your neighbors and talk to your friends. Turn off the TV and start organizing. We won't let them get off so scot-free this time. When we topple their empire of organized crime, we won't let them get off so scot-free this time. When we topple their empire of organized crime, topple their empire of organized crime.
Music by folk singer Ethan Miller's CD, If All the Land Would Rise, off his music collective, Riot Folk. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. This is your host, Oness. I am speaking with Coalition of Immokalee Workers Representative Rolando Solis and Interfaith Action staffer Sarah Osmer. We are sitting outside at a benefit gala and silent auction in order to raise funds for the Coalition's needed new community center. Rolando was speaking about the new 2006 Coalition Immokalee Worker Justice Campaign against multinational corporation McDonald's, who continues to refuse doing business in a socially responsible manner. CIW, in support of allies, will soon begin the Coalition's Real Rights Tour, traveling here from Southwest Florida to Chicago, Illinois, the headquarters of McDonald's. This spring tour will also hold rallies in a number of cities along the way, culminating on April 1st with a major rally at McDonald's corporate office. Listeners can learn more about this protest tour and the serious issues while the struggle for human rights, fair wages, safe working and living conditions, and elimination of poverty still continues by visiting Coalition of Immokalee Workers' website, www.ciw_online.org. The next subject I want to talk about is the environmental health issue of agrochemicals. Citrus and vegetable farming by corporate growers uses a lot of highly toxic pesticides, insecticides, herbicides, and fertilizers. It's been well documented how these agrochemicals poison the environment and, in particular, farm workers. Remember author and biologist Rachel Carson's book, Silent Spring? I myself have been contaminated in my youth doing field work, from glutathione spread on blueberry fields and other chemicals used in potato fields, apple orchards, cranberry bogs, and carbamate pesticides when I worked in the Maine woods, as many American Indians did. Here in Southwest Florida, working as a field biologist, I often observe farm workers harvesting crops that was just sprayed. Just a few minutes walking in a tomato field, for example, one's feet quickly absorbs the pesticides that permeate through one's shoes. Many workers cannot afford good gloves, goggles, or other expensive safety equipment such as respirators. Certainly the farm owners and crew bosses don't supply any safety gear. Often farm workers are not even notified of a chemical spray application. Recently, here in Immokalee, a young mother just filed a lawsuit against a grower due to herself and her child's sickness from pesticide exposure. Orlando, would you please comment on this important topic of environmental health and farm worker justice?
Sobre las pesticidas y las químicas que usan en los campos, sabemos que había un caso de una mujer que tuvo un bebé con defectos muy graves por causa de las químicas que fueron usados en el campo donde ella trabajaba. Y él quiere saber si tú tienes un comentario sobre eso.
En la industria agrícola hay varios problemas, no está tanto en la química como en los plaguicidas que utilizan los rancheros a sus cultivos, pero nunca se dan a conocer, nunca se ponen a analizar que los que salen afectados es la gente que pisca sus productos.
The pesticides and chemicals are a really big problem. It's very rare, or it's almost never, that people stop and analyze that the chemicals that they're using in their products have this huge effect.
Ellos nunca se ponen a analizar la situación de que están haciendo un mal a la sociedad.
They never stop to analyze that they're doing something bad to society.
Si sabemos de que es parte de la agricultura agrícola, también debemos de tener mucho cuidado de que las familias que piscan tomate, hay casos que han salido extremos y queremos que tomen medidas drásticas para que no sucedan más casos como el que se ha sucedido en la industria agrícola acerca de los químicos y los plaguicidas.
We hope that something will be done about this. We know that there have been many cases like the one that we just talked about. We know that it's a huge problem and something needs to be done about it if it is an issue in the agricultural industry, which we know that it is.
Y que tomen ellos las medidas más esenciales a modo de que máximamente las mujeres que están embarazadas son las que salen más afectadas en esa situación y que es necesario hacerle énfasis en lo que es el problema de los plaguicidas.
We hope that essential measures will be taken so that especially pregnant women that are working won't have to have these terrible things happen to them when they're working in the fields.
I want to thank both of you for sharing your words today on Wolf Mountain Native Radio. Would you please let our worldwide listeners know about some of the future plans of the coalition? And this is really a very fine gathering this evening, a neighborhood fundraiser to help CIW build a beautiful new community center.
At the heart of the coalition's work is always la lucha, the struggle for fair wages and for dignified working conditions in the fields. That's at the heart of the work. But right now, and for a long time, the farm workers in Immokalee have had a dream of having a space of their own, a community center. And that's what this event tonight is about, is supporting that dream. There's no place for farm workers to gather aside from pretty much our small two-room office in the largest community of farm workers in all of Florida. During the season, there's over 15,000 farm workers that are in Immokalee. And the community center will include a large space for them and safe space for them to come and gather and to develop as leaders and to become active participants in the struggle. It'll include the coalition's community radio station. It'll include a food cooperative where they sell staple food items from people's home countries at cost. It'll include an anti-slavery interview room where they interview people that have been victims of human trafficking and modern-day slavery. It'll include a multimedia center with computers and books and other sorts of resources in Spanish and English and Haitian Creole and other languages, indigenous languages. It'll also include office space and space for volunteers and allies from the outside to come and to work. So it's a huge project, and it's something that we're working really hard to make a reality, and we're grateful that people on the wealthier coast, Naples, where we are today, are supporting the coalition and their struggle, and also in this dream of the community center.
Yeah.
No hay tragedias, ahí nunca se puede perder. Hay un mundo diferente, más allá del que solemos ver. Es el mundo verdadero, es el mundo de tu único ser. Ese mundo está en tu mente, es el sitio al que perteneces. Ese mundo es la conciencia de nuestra felicidad en el ser. Hay un puente al infinito, hay un puente al verdadero ser, donde el mundo es diferente, donde nadie tiene que perder.
You're listening to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat Kitichi Native Center. Yat Kitichi Native Center defends Mother Earth and the cultural lifeways of indigenous peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center is an intertribal, culture and arts, environmental protection, social justice, and news media organization. Yat Kitichi Native Center portrays Native peoples and their world views in a more accurate and in-depth depiction of both our ancestral and contemporary cultures. Yat Kitichi Native Center serves to educate by providing a deeper understanding of our diverse cultures, arts, values, histories, and contemporary situations. Yat Kitichi tries to honor traditional ways by instilling an appreciation and respect for Mother Earth and tribal peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center educates the public on important issues facing indigenous communities. We work in support of intertribal, cultural, environmental, and social justice issues by networking with other organizations and events which share our concerns. Yat Kitichi Native Center serves as a focal point for Native news and information. We maintain a documentary library for networking with the Native and international press. Yat Kitichi Native Center's Speakers Bureau provides spokespersons for school programs, conference speakers, and community presentations. Yat Kitichi Native Center is experienced in planning, promoting Native forums, symposiums, powwows, and cultural events. Yat Kitichi's Mishkwinataki Environment Program protects Mother Earth through conservation and restoration projects. Yat Kitichi's Environmental Education Program focuses on curriculum development, teacher training, and nature field trips. We are members of the professional organization, the North American Association of Environmental Education. Yakirichi's Kinonwatakose Native Arts creates quality handcrafted traditional and contemporary fine arts. Please request our catalog of custom flutes, pottery, beaded necklaces, bracelets, earrings, leather pouches, hat bands, and chokers with bone. Yatkidichi Native Center's Wolf Mountain Radio Program, Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, honors Native American and Indigenous peoples throughout the world by being a voice for our ancestors, contemporary, and future generations. Please write us for our catalog of audio tapes available for purchase. Native peoples throughout the world are concerned for the well-being of sacred Mother Earth, tribal sovereignty, and respect for cultural lifeways. If you appreciate hearing Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, we ask you, our listeners, to help financially support our program to stay on the air. Wolf Mountain Radio is an all-volunteer production. Any financial contribution to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices will be greatly appreciated. We thank you for listening to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Please feel free to contact us about our consulting services, or if you or your organization is interested in hosting a speaker or educational forum. To contact Yatkidichi Native Center, write to Yatkidichi Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida, 34120, USA. Yatkidichi Native Center sincerely thanks you. Aho, Kinowatakusin, to all of our relations.
I want to remind our listeners that Wolf Mountain Radio welcomes your comments and questions about our broadcast. You can email us at yatkitishi@earthlink.net. That's yatkitishie@earthlink.net. Our website, www.yatkitishi.org. That's www.yatkitishie.org. Also provides more information about our programs and projects. The webpage section on Wolf Mountain Radio also has information on our journalism trainings we offer. The song we played prior to our Yatkidishi Native Center program identification was from Costa Rican singer-songwriter Johnny Schroeder, whom I met several years ago in Costa Rica when Radio for Peace International helped set up a tribal radio program for the Kitarasi Native community. The name of the song was entitled Un Mundo Diferente, A Different World. Next, I want to welcome Mr. Robert McGoy to Wolf Mountain Radio. Robert is an intern with the National Student Farmworker Alliance, working in support of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. I had the pleasure to meet him previously when he accompanied me and several brothers from the Coalition and Student Farmworker Alliance Coordinator Sean Sellers to the National Earth First Organizers Gathering last month. Robert is helping out at tonight's CIW's fundraiser auction. Welcome to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. Robert, would you please let our listeners hear about your experience so far working in support of social and economic justice in Immokalee?
I've really been learning a ton since I've been here, both about the town of Immokalee, the experience that farm workers, the folks who pick the fruit and vegetables that we eat every day, experience, and about organizing, and as the Coalition of Immokalee Workers prefers to call it, animating, in terms of raising the consciousness of people, moving them from passivity to action, and making them agents of their own destiny.
You're obviously someone that's concerned, as we are, for social, economic, environmental justice. Why do you think so many American people do not seem to have their eyes open as to what's happening not only here in what's now called North America, but throughout the world? There's really so many injustices, and many of the activities that the Coalition is involved with exemplifies this whole globalization threat. What's your opinion personally about the state of American people's understanding or lack of understanding?
They definitely have a lack of understanding. pretty unfortunate. A lot of people like to frame it as if it's ignorance, meaning that they, it's just a problem of them not knowing. Once we teach them, then everything will be okay. But I think that fails to recognize how ignorance is often an active process, that people choose to be ignorant in many ways, and they have to work pretty hard at that. America has created some elaborate structures and mechanisms for propagating ignorance, allowing people, encouraging people to become ignorant. Namely, among those would be the media, of course. I think another key part is just the amount of material privilege that most folks in North America, in the United States in particular, are able to experience.
As an intern working hard at the Coalition of Immokalee Workers in Immokalee, Florida, you are part of the planning for this upcoming campaign tour. There will be a number of rallies in a number of cities, ultimately ending up in what's now called Chicago, Illinois, the headquarters of McDonald's Corporation. And this is a specific CIW campaign to focus on McDonald's and their unfair wage practices towards the Immokalee workers. Would you talk about your thoughts of what it's like dealing with a fighting a multinational corporations like McDonald's or Burger King or Subway? I'm obviously grateful that the Taco Bell boycott after 4 years was successful. But you work in the office and you are a young justice activist. What keeps you motivated to fight such a monster like McDonald's?
Well, it's the fact that they are a monster is, I think, what keeps me so motivated. Being able to be in a hands-on experience, being able to see the day-to-day little tricks that they play has really opened my eyes even more. And that in itself is enough to make you say, what other option is there but to try to fight back? And the best way that I think to fight back is to follow the leadership of an incredible organization like the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, and an organization which is led by oppressed people struggling for their own rights and their own liberation.
Can you give me a few examples of these little things that, say, the corporation has done, how they responded?
Well, they include little things like little things and not so little things. Some of the not so little things are the creation of SAFE, which stands for Socially Accountable Farm Employers, which is a PR ploy that McDonald's has deployed with the help of the Florida Fruit and Vegetable Association. They're an industry lobbying group. They're basically the organization that goes to the Florida state capitol and promotes the interests of growers. The interests of growers are, of course, against the interests of the workers. Growers want to keep labor prices down. Workers want better wages. So instead of working with the coalition, the McDonald's has chosen to work with the very folks who want to keep labor prices down to create a so-called code of conduct. It's really a very shallow and minimalist code of conduct, and they're trying to promote this as an alternative to what the coalition is promoting.
You are listening to Wolf Mountain Native Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, on Global Community Radio, Radio for Peace International, RadioForAll.net, and our 12 network affiliates across North America. This is your host, Ones, and I'm talking to a very fine intern at the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, Robert. And Robert, I'm going to again ask you to share some more insights about McDonald's Corporation in particular. What is it that they're unwilling to go along with what the coalition is asking for? I mean, if I remember correctly, with Taco Bell, is only 1 penny a pound, which is really minuscule financially speaking, and just to be treated with some worker dignity and respect. What are some of the demands of CIW towards McDonald's?
In addition to, as you said, McDonald's contributing to a direct increase to farm workers' wages, tomato pickers' wages, in the form of a 1 penny pound per increase for each pound of tomatoes they buy, the coalition is asking that McDonald's establish a code of conduct for its tomato suppliers. And this code of conduct, they are expecting, they are requiring, be created in partnership with the coalition and not unilaterally as they are currently, as McDonald's is currently trying to do it. We can't expect corporations to police themselves, and that's what McDonald's thinks it can get away with.
Now, as you mentioned earlier in the introduction, you come from Albuquerque, a different part of America. Here you are in Southwest Florida, which is really part of Dixie, the Deep South. What are your impressions of living in this part of the world? I know just this past week there's been some problems with the police. In fact, today, in Immokalee, a young man was shot to death by one of the deputy sheriffs. What is your thoughts about so-called relationship with the police in Immokalee?
The police in Immokalee has been an astonishing experience to witness how they interact with the community of Immokalee. My hometown of Albuquerque was certainly no utopia for model police by any means, but seeing it here, it is just so much, the brutality, the racism is so much more intense. Police in Immokalee, for one thing, you never see them outside of their cars. They're always driving around, so they never have to interact with the people. Everyone that I've seen has been white. None of them speak Spanish or Creole, which about 90% of Immokalee's population speaks either Spanish or Creole. Their demeanor towards anyone they interact with is at best frigid, at worst quite brutal. Simply the number of police that I see in the town is astonishing. It's hard to go anywhere without driving by more than one police officer in a vehicle. Immokalee certainly has crime problems like everywhere does, but the intensity of police presence in Immokalee seems out of proportion to the threat. It seems like you could find a underside to places like Naples, this very rich community where we're sitting right now, if they wanted to, but instead they decide to focus all their energy on towns like Immokalee, which are full of poor people and people of color.
Well, Robert, we'll have to end our conversation with that comment, as we are nearly out of time for today's program. I want to thank our guests today, Ann Smith, Rolando Salas, Sari Osmer, and Robert McGoy for being on Wolf Mountain Radio. Listeners concerned about farm worker justice can listen anytime to several Wolf Mountain Radio interview programs with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and with the National Student Farm Worker Alliance spokespersons that are archived on RadioForAll.net webcast station. Simply type in Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, in RadioForAll.net's website search window in order to access the list of our programs. And you can also always visit www.ciw_online.org. That's CIW's website for more information. In honor of today being International Women's Day, we shall conclude our program with a beautiful song from Joanne Shenandoah's Silver Wave Record CD, Sky Woman. The name of the song is Grandmother Moon. Until next Wolf Mountain Native Radio, this is your host and producer, Ernest Pritzker, wishing you well. Aho, Kinon Wantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Everyone gathered around the chosen one. Peace for all people, she was proud to hear, because her grandchildren should not live in fear. Find me, guide me. grandmother moon. Grandmother moon lights the nighttime sky. Leader of woman and the ocean tide. Her changing face always measures time. Three sisters growing for all humankind. Bind me, guide me, shine your light upon me. Stay right here beside me, Grandmother Moon. Grandmother Moon, we depend on you to give us our rhythm, bringing life anew. We thank the nighttime sun. She continues to be watching over her children for eternity.